Welcome to Rising Tide Startups, where we chat with startup founders just like you from all over the globe. Each episode, we bring you practical and actionable tips to help you escape the cubicle and begin your own startup journey. Make sure you take notes. Take it away, Kevin.
Hey there. My name is Kevin Pruitt, and I'm the host of Rising Tide Startups and have been since January of 2018. I just turned 60 last Saturday, and I wanted to just do a very quick, short, just special episode, kind of a monologue, just about six things that I've learned in the 60 years that I think are pertinent to what my audience experiences on a daily basis. And to lay a little bit of a foundation for what I want to talk about really quickly is just the idea that if there's an overarching theme to this, is like how important side gigs are. They're not only important just for diversification, but they're also important for growing your income. But the most important reason that I think side gigs are vital in our world today and then in our environments would be really for the mental health aspect. I mean, it's so important to have something that can kind of shift your focus a little bit, something that you're passionate about, that you know, that gets you out of bed in the morning, that is one way to kind of adjust your income of that 9 to 5, kind of adjust your interests and just really kind of get your heart beating, just kind of get the blood flowing a little bit. But the six things that I've learned that are related to this, and especially through running a side gig like Podbrand Media, is the fact that just how vital your network is, how often I have called on that network for various reasons. I mean, all of my clients have come out of my network, both past and current. How many times have I been able to connect people that are in my network? But the thing that I learned really early on is that you really have to add value before you ask for anything. So it's really a matter of it's not connect and then ask. It's connect and say, how can I serve you? How can we work together on something that is at least at a minimum mutually beneficial? Before I get to that, where I'm going to ask you for a favor, I'm going to ask you to be a client of ours. The second thing is just really the idea of connection. You know, walking alone is to say it, you know, pretty succinctly, is a very lonely experience. I mean, and it is also it could be just disastrous, because you know, if alone, you will make bad decisions. Alone, you will, you don't have that full picture, that 360 picture that you need, that others that are different than you, that can see the other side of that sphere that you can't see. The third thing really is trusting and delegation. Trust people to do the work. You can't do it all. You know, you've got to learn how to work on your business instead of in it all the time. And I know early on it's hard to do that, but get to the point that you hire people, that you bring on contractors, and actually trust them to do the work. Trust the fact that they're not going to do it exactly like you, and that's okay, because they'll bring their own unique perspective and their own skill set to the table. Keep the main thing, you know, make sure the processes are in place, but let them have the creative license to do it the way that works best for them. Another thing is just the idea that it's not about failing forward, because I hate to look at it that way. It's not failing. It's really pivoting. So instead of failing forward, how do you instead of failing forward, how do you pivot positively? I think that's a much more encouraging way to look at this, to look at the way you shift and you change and things happen for a reason, and you have to adjust as you're walking this path. You also need to decide daily to keep going. It's going to be a hard road, but there's something that's therapeutic and something that is so worthwhile to be able to it's like farming a little bit. So it's the idea that to get your hands in the dirt, you know, the proverbial dirt, so to speak, metaphorically looking at it like just working on things that you can see the fruit of your labor sooner. And last but not least, this is a big one. This is one that I've struggled with, is that you've got to have a goal that's bigger than just financial. You've got to have an end in mind, whether it's a lifestyle change, whether it's peace of mind, whether it's providing, whether whatever it is, but there's got to be a goal that's bigger than just the finances of things, because just making more money is not a goal. That's a strategy, and that's an outcome of hard work, an outcome of making good decisions. But what is the end goal? The end goal is, how do you walk that journey out well, you know, aiming at a destination, which you will never get to, by the way. So I just want to thank you for your faithful listenership, viewership over the last 5.5 years. It has been quite a ride. We talked to almost 300 different startup founders in more than 30 countries. I've loved doing this. I want to continue to do it. One shift that we are making is we're doing it every 2 weeks instead of every week moving forward. Just a matter of just a time availability. So we'll have some, and we're going to refine the guest list a little bit and really drill down on looking at who we want to have on that we want to add value to our listenership and add value to our audience, and something that you can, you know, every episode we want you to be able to take things away and really look at them in such a way that you're building a library of knowledge and of just insights so you can run your side gig effectively. Thanks again for all you do. Thanks again for listening and for being faithful, and look forward to many more episodes. Have a great day.
We hope you heard some great takeaways. Make sure you follow up with our guests today and show them the support they deserve. As always, thank you for listening and playing your part in helping all boats rise in a rising tide.